you need to elect Janice Delahaye.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just go wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
On into Friday, July 12, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I apologize. My voice is dying here on the Friday show. We had an excellent event last night at the Ellison Place in Gaylord. I want to thank Diane and all the workers over there that got that place set up for us. Great venue, great little intimate setting that we had put together. Lots of chairs were available. Many of you missed a great event. Now, we had advance notice that Congressman Jack Bergman, State Representatives Ken Borton, Cam Cavett, and primary challenger candidate Parker Fairburn were not going to attend the event. Well, the reason they didn't want to face the chairs, Dear Rendon, the first congressional district chairwoman of the Michigan Republican Committee, the county chairs, Bob Britsky from Presque Isle, Scott Swanson from Sheboygan, businessman Ian Murphy from Otsego, Mike Giroux, the chair for Mackinac County, Bill Conklin, the attorney from Charlevoix, representing Charlevoix County. They had some great questions. And as foretold and discussed on the conference call, if Congressman Bergman, State Representative Ken Borton, Cam Cavett didn't show up, Parker Fairburn didn't show up, I had prepped, studied their bills, their votes, their campaign finance reports, and their residencies of the candidates and elected officials, where they actually live. We started a little after 5 o'clock, got done shortly after 9. And unfortunately, I had to answer for those elected officials and candidates. So needless to say, my voice is a little strained. I came home, tried not to talk to Vicky very much, driving home from Gaylord. Went to bed, got up, and man, it took its toll, I got to tell you. Talking for 4 hours after doing a three-hour show yesterday, my vocal cords are not that strong to last that long. So we'll do the best we can. We've got a lot of guests for you today. Absentee ballots are officially in the mail. Yes, Antrim County finally mailed out their absentee ballots. Most of the people in Antrim will get them in Monday. Last county in the state. But the game is on. The ballots are out. We are now basically 3 weeks from this Tuesday coming from the August 6th primary. Events happening everywhere. People are traveling all over the state. It's time to get the information out to your coworkers and to your people that you have a sphere of influence with, who to vote for. Yesterday, I got about 15 text messages. I got my ballot, got a couple of questions. On local races, I cannot help you. Too large an area, can't do it. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Kramer, Tuscarora Township Supervisor. We've made a lot of progress in the past 2 years, improving transparency, facilities, and infrastructure. That's why I personally endorse Janice Dillahay to continue as treasurer and Tyler Gorrell as trustee. Both have pledged to continue transforming township government without new taxes. On August 6th, vote to retain Janice Dillahay, treasurer, and elect Tyler Gorrell as trustee. I'm Bob Kramer, and I paid for this message.
everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this Friday. Joining us on the line right now from the road is Josh Saul. He's a candidate running for the 1st Congressional District Republican primary on August 6th. Good morning, Josh.
Morning, Trucker Randy. How you doing this morning?
Well, actually, my voice is almost gone.
I can completely understand. It was a long night last night, and you pulled the big job of trying to fill in for four candidates who didn't feel the need to show up for the people of Northern Michigan. So that's a tough job.
Well, 3 hours on the radio, and then a couple of phone calls after driving over to the event, and then, like you say, four candidates. But the main thing that I want to ask you, what is Congressman Jack Bergman afraid of?
He's afraid of being called out for his hypocrisy. You know, when you get to a position like he is as a reserve three-star general, you have every single person in your life who does every single thing that you tell them to do, or else you can ruin them. And when I say ruin them, I'm talking about a dishonorable discharge from the military that prevents them from being able to get meaningful employment for the rest of their life. So he discrepancy with everybody in his life that prevents him from being held accountable for anything that he does. So now that he's in Congress, he thinks that he can just behave the same way that he did when he was in the military. And unfortunately, I don't think that the people in Northern Michigan are willing to be treated the way that the generals treat the enlisted in the military.
Now, this is somebody, of course, yourself, coming from the military, yep. Army infantryman. We've told the story many times about your injuries and what you've struggled through. Mm-hmm. But I've had other military people tell me that once you get above a regular lieutenant, once you start getting in the higher echelon of officers, there becomes they call it a God complex. Can you explain what they're referring to when they're talking about officers of the higher rankings and developing this God complex?
Well, it was just like I was just saying. If you have everybody in your life is required to do everything you say, when you say it, how you say it, and if they don't, you can ruin their future, and that creates such a bad power imbalance that it allows the people who are in those positions to think that they are better than the people around them. And that's the type of thing, over a short period of time, a good person with good morals can kind of manage that type of situation. But across 40 years, it's really hard to maintain the humility when you have literally control over whether or not somebody's going to be able to support and feed their family, not just this week, but for the rest of their life. So wow. It's an extremely high responsibility as an officer in the military, but it also creates a lot of ego in those positions, because when you have that type of control over other people, it's the type of thing that corrupts your soul.
Yeah. Well, one thing that is obvious, he's not going to debate you. He is parachuting in to the district like he normally does every 2 years, July and August, going to events, different things. You attended the event, I believe, last Saturday there in Traverse City. Did you have an opportunity to speak? Did he speak? Did you have any interaction with Congressman Bergman?
Yeah, we both spoke. It was at the leadership breakfast in Grand Traverse County. They gave us each 5 minutes to present our vision for what we want to do, what we would do as representatives if we were elected. And I spent my 5 minutes doing a brief introduction like I do in most of my speeches, and then going into the economics of the day, because right now I think our budget and deficit issues are one of the most pressing issues facing the country. And as a CPA, that's right in my wheelhouse. So I felt like it was important to address those at that breakfast. And he spent his entire speech telling a room full of people who were 100% already going to vote for Trump about why they should vote for Trump. So, you know,
not surprising.
Yep. And the one that really got me at the end was when he was talking about him continuing to do this job. He said his wife will allow him to continue to do it as long as he's capable, and he'll be capable of doing it as long as we reelect him. So you can put two and two together on what that means, but I prefer if Northern Michigan doesn't get known for having a congressman who dies in office.
Right. Well, one of the things I should say that we addressed at the debate was residency. And I had done the research and found that basically Jack Bergman does not live in Michigan. He lives in Washington, D.C. when in session. And when he's not in session, he goes to his home in St. Francisville, Louisiana, or the Indigo Hotel in Traverse City. But Watersmead in Gogebic County is basically a summer cottage. He visits, you know, when he's back campaigning July and August every 2 years. My question is this. Is this information getting out there to the public so that they understand that basically we have a carpetbagger still continuing to this day, not living in Michigan, representing them in the first district?
Yeah, this information's gone out there for a while, so that's something that people bring to me more often than I have to bring to them. So that's something that is relatively well known throughout the district at this point, and it's not really a secret why. I mean, you had the pictures there last night when your house is down the end of a two-track that's on an unpaved road. Then, you know, we are in Northern Michigan. We understand what that means. That means that that house is not accessible during the winter months. And in the UP especially, winter months are, you know, October through April, basically. So that makes it a really hard sell for me to believe that he actually is living there. And one of the things I actually found out last night that was very shocking to me was somebody had gone to the Gogebic County to pull his voting record, and we found out that he didn't even vote in the presidential primary for President Trump. So, you know, for who says that they're going to be a Trump supporter, and for somebody who's carrying the Trump endorsement, you would think that they would have at least sent in a mail-in ballot for the primary, but it doesn't seem that that happened. Hey, you still there? Did I lose you? Hello? Well, if you can hear me, I cannot hear you. Well, it seems like you might be having some technical difficulties this morning, but, you know, I think that this race in Northern Michigan, people are going to want to be able to vote on the issues. And right now we're having a really big problem with being able to actually have a conversation about the issues, because we have so many big problems facing this country, from the economy to immigration to the lack of trust and faith of our institutions. So one of the things that I think is just utterly disgraceful for a representative is to not be willing to come back, especially during reelection season, and say, hey, this is my plan to solve the problems for today. That should be a basic baseline for any person who's seeking office if you want to be taken seriously as a representative and as a legislator. Because if you're not willing to say, these are the principles that I'm going to stand up for, these are the things I'm going to follow, then we don't have anything to really base our vote on. And especially when you look at Jack Bergman's record, I don't think if you worry about the economy, if you worry about our debt, and if you worry about our inflation, he is not going to be a great candidate to be able to serve Northern Michigan. His experience has been so far, this fiscal year, he's the number two recipient in earmarks. Luckily for this new budget that they are working on for fiscal year 25, he's only the number 10 recipient in earmarks, but Republicans are all of the top 20. So we've got to get to the point where Republicans actually live our values if we're going to be able to expect to get legislative victories and be able to continue to maintain power. Because that was the big problem that I see with 2017 and 2018, is we gave Republicans a House, Senate, and White House, and they promised us a secure border, a balanced budget, and a booming economy. Well, President Trump secured the border through executive orders. President Trump boomed the economy through his deregulatory actions. And all we got from Congress was tax cuts. And that's one of the big complaints that I've heard across the state and throughout my entire life, really, is that the only Republicans actually follow through on is tax cuts. That's the only thing that we make and that we keep. So we're going to need a new generation of leaders who are willing to actually stand up and do the things that we say that we're going to do and go back to the contract with America, where we're going to say, where we're going to prioritize a balanced budget and getting our fiscal house in order. And if we can't prove that we can do that, then we're going to lose the trust of the American people, just like the Democrats are, by following Joe Biden's demented body around and trying to act like he's knows what's going on.
Absolutely, Josh. And I apologize. My microphone dropped off from the studio, and you couldn't hear me, and neither could the audience, so I apologize for that. Final thoughts as to heading into this weekend. Where are you going? What kind of events do you have happening?
Well, this weekend is actually going to be very special for my wife and I. It's actually my daughter's second birthday. Mm. So my wife has been extremely gracious with me throughout this campaign. She has allowed me to take all the time that I need to be out on the campaign trail and be out with the people. Sure. The only thing that she asked for me was for our daughter's birthday. So I will be there with her tomorrow. And then we've got a busy week next week. We're going to be in Leelanau County on Monday. We're going to be in West Branch on Tuesday and in Crawford County. We're going to be at the Sunrise Side Women's Republican Picnic on Wednesday. And then we're heading up to the UP on the 18th. 19th and 20th. So we're going to be all over the state. If anybody wants to come and meet me and ask me some questions, send me a message either on my email, Facebook, Twitter, and we will make sure to let you know where we're going to be, when we're going to be there. We'll be getting all that stuff on our social media as well, so that way people of Northern Michigan can come out and ask me the questions that are on their hearts, and hopefully I can earn their vote and make sure that they are confident when they fill in the bubbles on their ballot that they vote for Josh Saul.
Excellent, excellent. And the absentee ballots are officially out. Even Antrim County got theirs out. So we're excited, and things are happening all over the state. Most importantly, if folks want to get signs, they want to donate to the campaign, what's the best way for people to do that?
Best way to donate to the campaign, easiest way, is go to Josh Saul for Congress, joshsaulforcongress.com, and hit the big red donate button, or send a check to the address that's listed there. Either way would be extremely helpful for the campaign. And to get a sign, send me an email, send me a text, or send a message to anyone at my team, and we'll get one to you. Or you can go to one of your local county Republican Party headquarters, because we've been distributing them all across the state. I know we've got some in Benzie County, Grand Traverse County, Charlevoix, and we'll be getting them up to the UP next week as well. So anybody up in the UP, make sure to get a hold of us, so that way we can have the opportunity to come and meet you, and you have the opportunity to get your Josh Saul for Congress gear.
Thank you, Josh. Stay safe out there on the campaign trail.
Yep, will do. Have a good one.
You too, sir. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source is brought to you by My Pure Health Solutions. If you want to lose weight and feel great with a custom program, it's time. My Pure Health Solutions.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, the University of Michigan has revoked a prestigious award honoring a pro-Palestinian student leader and is seeking criminal charges and disciplinary actions against dozens of other students that activists said are attempts to silence them in advance of President Santa Ono's upcoming testimony in Washington on campus anti-Semitism. U of M officials have dismissed activist allegations and said all steps they have taken and continue to take against certain students are aimed at holding them accountable.